Thank you for tuning into the Lunch Table Podcast. You may hear opinions expressed on the lunch table that you don't agree with. I encourage you not to take this as hate speech, prejudices, or bigotry. Lastly, if you are someone who does not like your beliefs questioned or challenged, then this is not the show for you. For everyone else, ready your meals, pull up a seat, and open your minds, because we cordially invite you to join us at the Lunch Table.
Yes. Naturally, as a guy, if you're seeing booty, you're seeing booty and you like booty. If you're gay, you like booty. If you're straight, you like booty.
So just any booty niggas booty. Looking at?
No, it's clearly. But that's what I'm saying. But
that's what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is, in this case, because you can't see her face, you can't use that as an argument. Because you can't see her face, thy face, him, Shim's face. You can't see Shim's face.
We have to delete that shit. That shit's worse than training.
That is the offensive as fuck.
That shit's worse than training. I mean, fuck. Yeah.
They're gonna cancel us.
They gonna deport her monkey ass. Where your bees at, bitch?
It frustrates the dog shit out of me.
Trust me, I feel
like you, I said like an hour or two ahead of time. It took me an hour to motherfucking get from downtown. I want to be here at 2:30. I got here at fucking 4. I want to be set up, chilling, editing, doing some other shit. But it's fine. Welcome to the lunch table.
Welcome
to the motherfucking lunch table.
Because when JC gets frustrated.
This is the second filming. I ain't gonna say episode because I don't know how I'm gonna chop them up. But the lunch table is just, it's a podcast where we talk about an array of issues. The prompts will be coming in three ways. One, standard Q&A. I have a question they answer. Two, what's the word? What's the phrase? Finish this statement. I may have a statement and they finish it. And number three, the main one that I really enjoy is the video response. I scour Facebook, Instagram, and IG. I'm just on it. Like, that's my TV. And things that are thought-provoking and funny, I save for the show. And that's what we're going to do. But before we do that, who we got in the motherfucking building? Who are you?
I'm Wiz Kessia. Wiz Kess, Kessia, Kess, whatever the fuck you want to call me.
And how was your weekend?
It was great.
Okay.
It was
anything
really good.
Anything eventful happened?
No, that's all.
Not that I remember now.
Okay. We'll talk about it. J Mac the Dragon in the. I'm sorry, damn. Who are you? Sorry.
Get on
Thank
my
you
ass.
For the excitement. Yo, it's, yeah. My name is J Mac the Dragon, rapper extraordinaire.
Yeah, yeah. How was your weekend, sir?
It was cool. We got some work done. It was frustrating, like you said. Yeah. Shit didn't go the way we planned, but we got to shoot some footage for the video. And get the interview and stuff like that. Talk about upcoming projects. Mm-hmm. So I'm pumped for that.
Yeah. And to your left, who are you again? Could you introduce yourself to the people? And how was your weekend?
Hello. Okay. It's your girl Bells. Ndombi Mdluli. All the way from South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my fucking flag.
Yeah. Loving the colors. Loving the colors.
Yes, thank you. My weekend was delicious.
What'd you do?
Thursday, I went to the comedy show.
Yes.
And it was lit. It was delicious. It was fun. Yeah.
Quick question. How much money did you make him pay that for that date? I know it's initially already $40 at the door.
What date? Explain yourself, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
apologizing
that.
For you, Hede. Okay, do you want to?
Is that something you don't want to talk about?
No,
that
I want you to. When you say dates, what do you mean?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. You were you came to the show with an individual,
yes.
And I thought it was a date.
No.
Not a date?
No.
Okay, forgive me.
First of all the comedian was so dramatic. They were like, oh, we can tell y'all don't fucking. Like, she's so far away from you. Like, nah. So.
Yes, the body language was a non-fucking body language type of deal.
Yeah, no. Because homeboy, Vele, no.
How'd you meet him?
You killed a boy?
We stay in the same apartment block.
She was like, yo, I'm going to this fucking show and I'm not going to spend no motherfucking money. I'm calling Brian.
Why is Brian?
What's his name, though?
Derek.
I'm calling Derek. Yo, Derek, nigga, goddamn, man. No. Appreciate you for goddamn supporting the bar, supporting goddamn JCTV and everything. Thanks, Bells.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Another fucking
I
victim.
I got you. You're
I'm joking. I don't know the nigga. I don't care.
Oh, my word.
So listen, let's jump into the video response. We're warmed. We're good to go. I'm happy. I've named some of these. And we're just going to watch these motherfuckers and respond to them. The first one we're going to watch is, I don't know. Again, I wasn't prepared. Let's go with... we kind of did this last week, but I call this the Karate Champ. The Karate Champ.
One. Yeah, I think we all know the outcome of what.
Why are we doing this? I gotta do it one more time. It's just, it's so fucking
yeah,
funny.
I think.
It's actually the ending because she's trying to tap out from any angle. Feet, legs, everything. Oh, man.
Why do women, why are they trying to compete with men?
It was a woman. Huh? Damn, it was a woman.
Yes, that was a woman competing versus a man in a karate was that, exhibition.
I wonder if that was her choice. No,
it has to be.
That was something they wanted.
No, J Mac. They forced that woman to fight that man.
What if they had to do in that tournament? What if she had to?
No. She was forced. She was fucking forced. No, she wanted to goddamn do that.
What if the tournament? What if that's something she had to do to be?
No,
I don't know how.
We all know that's not true.
Okay.
Like we all know. Come on.
All right. So
she volunteered to. She wanted.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm fucking you up. Like
my thing is this. Listen. I guess my question is.
And also, I didn't know if it was like if you're put in a bracket, they're separated in men and women. Is that how it's usually done?
I don't know what the fuck was going on there, but I know that women try to compete versus men.
But yeah, you motherfuckers.
In combative sports. And the shit needs to stop. And that shit gonna happen every time. Like, oh, dude's like, I don't know about
that.
This. It's gonna happen every time,
that.
But
yeah.
It's happening more and more because of the narrative that we are equal and we are fucking not.
We're not.
They like to do we're equal, but we're different. No, we're not equal. And as soon as we can accept our role and like who we are. Then we will stop trying to confuse ourselves. I mean, and the kids? Oh, God.
But I was going to say, in the case of something like sports or combatants where it's determined by skill, it could potentially be the guy's not trained and the girl is, so it could have went the opposite way. So in that sense, they would be kind of equal because it just depends on – isn't that a specific circumstance?
In my opinion, their skill – and then there's just brute force and skill can't do nothing with nigga. I'm just stronger than you.
There's no, but there's if you're trained to like martial arts, I don't dismantle a person and you know the inner workings of a body. It doesn't matter how big a nigga is. You can. Know.
I believe it really does. That's why we have weight classes. That's why women fight women and men fight men.
That's what
I
was thinking.
That's what made her think she could fight that nigga.
I feel like that's reasonable though. There exists women out in this world that, and I'm not just saying it.
Hold on.
Let's
go back to this. This is reasonable, my guy.
Wait. Also, that argument in itself.
Okay. Motherfuckers want to twist what I'm saying. I'm specific. No, I'm specific of what I'm saying. What's reasonable is there. It's a skill. You're trained. It's martial arts. So you learn the body, and you're put against somebody who is not trained. It's not skilled. It couldn't be me in there because she's fucking me up. So,
but here's what I'm saying, right? What you're saying makes sense in this aspect. If you're female, yes, you'll have to like train harder to be able to have that kind of like aggressiveness against that guy, right? Or whatever skill to be able to take that guy down. But naturally, if you're not training, if you're not doing anything, the chances of you taking a guy out
are exactly. Well, yeah.
But even then, she went and she trained. But she still got to ask.
Well, both of them were. I'm saying like it could
and
be.
And that's exactly
both of
what
were.
He's saying. Our roles. We need to accept our roles because men have masculine energy. Women have femininity. So whether or not I train, I am still feminine at the end of the day. And even if we train the same way, right? We could train the same way. Like we go to the same training. We're trained by the same person. But you might just be stronger than me because you just have masculine energy. Like that's what you have. The hormones that you have are not the same hormones that I have that are produced in my system.
We're naturally bigger.
Yeah,
our bones are bigger.
I don't think the sample size you guys have is enough to make that thing. Yeah, I think you're missing some data. I think it's not enough data. You would need more examples. You would need to see, you need to go to more martial arts tournaments, see more fights between men and women.
Okay.
Develop that.
So we need to see more of this? I'm sorry, wait.
You're playing again?
Ridiculous.
So we gotta see more of this.
Not logical on the show. I hate it. It's like I'm walking the Twilight Zone. What's wrong with you people, bro? This world is so doomed. Continue what you're saying.
So we got to see more men.
This world is so doomed.
Bigger men who are just already dominant fight smaller women just to see if it's equal. It will never be equal.
Okay, play and then pause it like right before they attack each other. Well, before she got
attacked her.
Yeah, but she's already like short of tiny.
He attacked
him.
Her. He just was the better fighter in the ring.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it existed.
She got dominated, and I don't know why the
and
fuck
she's tiny.
She put
she's
herself
small.
In
she's
that situation because I would never.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
I said last week,
women, mm-hmm. if you didn't grow up fighting your brothers, you're going to think you could take on a man, and you're stupid. But you
for
know,
real,
but,
it's just logic, bro.
I
like,
don't know. I just,
day,
I find it...
I don't think that's... I think that's flawed.
I find it...
Okay, have you been whooped... Have you been whooped by, like, a lot of women? Is that why you're saying...
No, I haven't. Not
so
yet,
what,
by the grace
so
of God. But I'm just saying that, like, you would have to...
Don't say
you,
it. I'm played again.
You have one fight that you're looking at. You're basing all of that on one fight.
No,
I've seen one fight.
Sir. Okay, listen. I've been on this earth for 39 years.
Oh, my God.
39 years.
And how many of these have you seen? It better be a lot.
I've seen many men versus women in small little things.
In fights, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And guess what?
Then you can have them.
They get their monkey ass, beat the motherfucking sleep, and drug.
Then if you've seen that,
My older brother. Couldn't touch my sister. Why? He's bigger, stronger. He drug her ass. You know what happened to him?
What fights were these?
He got his ass whooped.
What type of fights were these? Were they martial arts? What type of fights were them?
It was a fight is a fight.
No, that's not what I was asking. Were they martial arts? Where they determined some skills? Some like where you had to learn a type of like a way to...
Fighting is a skill.
No, I'm saying like, no, were they trained? Was it like, were they trained? Was it like in the context of like karate or something where it's like, it's not just a street fight. It's not just a brawl.
No, it's my older brother and my sister.
I think that's flawed. I don't think that's enough.
This dude is wild.
I don't think that's enough. Huh?
That's cool, though. We got
your only child?
No, I have a younger sister.
You have a younger sister?
Yeah.
Okay. You would not want to see your younger sister fighting no man,
definitely
boy.
Not. But my sister is not dumb enough down. Because she's not going and she's not going to fucking, down. Like, enter no karate tournament,
most
bro.
Definitely. I agree. It's not smart. Don't fight men.
Not if it wasn't, men. Like...
Both my little sisters jumped the nigga on my side.
Don't fight me.
I was just saying, I was like, niggas.
But
I
you see what
she
said? Do you hear what he said? Both of them jumped
at but that's
nigga.
Still, they're still
one
women.
Nigga.
If guys are
it
that big, they should be. If niggas is that, niggas is like Hercules,
nigga.
Right? They should be able to take. Niggas is Hercules, right? They should be able to take two women, right? Because y'all got less muscles and smaller bodies. It should be easy, right?
It's a fact.
It should be easy, right? It should be easy.
It's a fact that men are 30% stronger than women.
Like, and he doesn't want to accept that. I don't understand
why. That's not what I'm
why.
Saying. I'm just saying that I feel like it can go both ways.
That's fine.
I feel like it can go both ways.
You think that women are stronger than men?
No, I feel like in some scenarios, niggas are not always going to win against a girl.
Hell no. I know a nigga right now who ass I think I can whoop.
And he little, right?
Barry.
You like fighting little niggas, right?
Wiz
like fighting little
okay,
niggas.
But then it shouldn't matter, right? Okay, but then it shouldn't matter whether he's little or not, because just by nature of what you're saying, his body is built, it's just
like
not gonna
I
work.
Take him. You weigh less than me. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't even be my
despite,
weight class.
Right, that doesn't even, right, you know what I'm saying? You feel that way, but it goes against the logic of guys are just built, they're just built bigger, they're just gonna win.
Not every guy.
Is my point. That was the only point that I was trying to drive home. Not every guy does.
What percentage of women, logically...
I haven't studied it.
None, man! Women ain't beating
that.
Up no,
but
no
I bet
niggas!
I bet you haven't studied it either. What? Give me a percentage.
My 39 years of visual.
No,
of
I want visual. I want facts! No! Fuck the visual!
This what you mean?
The visual!
What you mean?
I want
this
data!
Is facts.
I want data! Give me facts!
Data is I see
you from one person.
Data is I see
one person on this fucking
I see
planet.
Niggas getting they ass
one
beat.
Person on this planet is the
women,
one making
women get
their
ass
real?
Beat.
Okay.
You watch your
mind. Wow.
Yo. Hey.
You motherfuckers didn't go to school, man.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas, bro.
We didn't go to school. J Mac says he needs to see more sample size of this. Look. This shit's wild.
Hey, this world. Before I play, this world is doomed, and it's because of. Hey, this.
Yeah, I think we all.
I want you guys to know. This world is doomed, and he's leading it.
I really don't even know what
he's one of the people
about.
Leading it.
Okay,
doomed.
Cool. So, this is the video response, right? And this is called Karate Champ. Mm-hmm. And this is what it is.
Huh? Can I have some orange juice, please?
Why, sure! As long as you kiss my feet because I'm the superior being. I'm bigger and stronger. I'm bigger and stronger.
Yeah, I think we all know the outcome of what.
J-Mac says he needs to see more sample size of this around the country.
This world is doomed.
Yeah, I think we all.
Hold on.
This world is doomed. One man has seen enough, and he was like, you know what? My experience is going to speak for the entire life.
I can speak for many of people that will agree.
I speak for the entire
Charlie
race
Mac.
Of...
Charlie Mack, do you think women could beat up bitches? Women could beat up men?
You think it'll never happen the opposite way ever in life?
Do you think women beat up men?
Okay, listen.
Domestic violence?
Has been some instances of domestic violence, women versus men, but it's rare. It's not like it's a majority thing, yeah. But it has happened before. And I've seen it happen. I know a bitch that be beating the shit out of her dude. She's way bigger than him, too.
But their logic is that men are just genetically built to be, it doesn't matter. We have stronger muscles, we're built, yada, yada, yada. So what you're saying doesn't matter because they're saying men are just automatically like. And while I get how that was... like our body, but that doesn't mean anything because, like you said, you've seen it where it's gone the opposite. Like just because men are, what would you say, physically, structurally,
we are physiologically
that's a good word,
denser, bigger than women. We are built to withstand proven, more stress.
Here's another aspect that you know. I think if you're a guy that's already getting whooped. Like by your chick, chances are that she's already mentally abusing you, so like you're not even like mentally strong enough to even think you're worth anything.
That's or, a different like, conversation, but yeah, I can see that.
You can't say it's a different conversation, it's the conversation we're having right now.
Oh, well, that's not very clever, but yeah, continue.
What do you mean it's not? Because it doesn't resonate with you, so
no,
it's not clever.
That's not what I was saying. I was saying that's a different conversation, but I think that's reasonable,
guy,
was what I was
I'm
fucking
like
saying.
Mentally, if I'm like mentally abusing you, right, I'm telling you every single day. How little you are and how much of a piece of shit you are or whatever. And you've got insecurities already, right?
Okay.
That's going to fuck with you, right? And then I start whooping your ass already on top of that. Like, you're not going to fight me back. Because you weren't even fighting me back when I was, like, telling you. Because that's how, like...
That's exactly how they train elephants. Mm-hmm. You know, elephants are big animals.
Yeah, they make them
small,
feel like they fucking tiny.
And they tie
so that you have
rope.
That mindset that
I
even
that,
if I
think
do
that that's
anything
reasonable,
to you, it does not make... No,
I just
you
don't
said
think,
it was stupid. It wasn't
no,
smart.
No, what I said was,
that's
I was in the middle
said.
Of saying was that I think that that's reasonable, but I also think that's not the scenario for everything.
It's just that it's not a... I would say, rewind up. Rewind.
I'm good on that.
There's variables for everything. Christ. There's nothing that's 100%. So I don't know who's saying what on whatever the fuck y'all talking about. But like I said, everything's not 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That would be the sum up of what I'm saying.
I most definitely agree there's nothing guaranteed, nothing perfect, nothing 100%. But women ain't beating up men. 99.8, 99, you're not.
Well,
you're
that 1 in 2% could be a motherfucker. That's
the,
all
the
I'm saying.
The majority, no. The
most
majority
definitely. But
that's all I'm saying. Don't catch that 1 or 2%.
I know what I'm saying, but like... We're arguing 0.1% here? Like,
hey, that's a little point.
Is that what we're
point.
Arguing? It ain't like it's close.
But that's arguing
man,
existence.
I mean, it ain't even
that's
close like
that's
that, though.
That's still an
that's
existence.
That's what we're arguing?
A point is still an existence.
0.2%?
That's still an existence.
Jesus Christ.
That's
you ain't no J-Mac. I love you, though. Here we go. Next video.
Y'all niggas ridiculous.
I call this, oh, God, I'm going to have to fucking bleep this out.
Good.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. I call this, I'm going to bleep it out because I think you get trouble for saying this, but it's called tranny games. Mm.
Yeah, definitely get trouble for like that.
Tranny games.
Make it big, Jay.
That's what she said. What's up with you? Nah. You like what you see?
Yeah. It's good.
What's up with you? Yeah. You like what you see? What you see here? What you see here? A bigger butt,
this
nicer
right here,
butt.
This right here.
You like that?
What you looking at my ass, boy? You looking at my ass, bro? Looking at my ass?
Yeah,
don't.
You're not. This is in Florida.
Yeah, you care about hairstyle.
Yeah, it's in Florida.
That's funny.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Funny.
But why are you mad though? Because think, he's the I one think that he liked overreacted. It. No, but my thing is, how are you mad at your own reaction? Like
he
got
tricked.
Excited.
He
like
was tricked.
Nobody. He was not tricked.
He
the
was.
Ass was just there.
But it was.
The
but
ass
she,
was
but
not
she
talking.
She
yeah.
continued to. Yeah.
But
she knew what the fuck he was thinking. It was a woman.
Yeah. But here's my thing. She did not say this is a woman. She didn't say anything. All she asked was, "Do
you like that?
She know he assumed that's it was
ridiculous.
A woman.
That's so ridiculous.
Because you liked it. It's because you liked it.
She did.
God damn.
That's hilarious. He liked it.
Yeah. And that's why he said, because my thing is like, so why are you throwing the thing at him? Like,
that's what training is doing in real life. Are you mad at
yourself?
That's where I feel like, he overreacted.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to
get angry.
You know, become violent. You know, you could have just been like, oh, shit, it's a man.
But he overreacted because you fucking playing with me now. You know goddamn well I ain't with this gay shit.
You can't overreact and assault somebody.
Yeah, what she
now
said.
Now you trying to trick me.
This not high school. You're not finna get suspended and put an ISS. You're gonna go to jail.
Look, I'm not saying that he should have threw the shit at her, try to fight him. I'm not saying that. But he does have a right to be upset about that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
And himself.
Convey your emotions correctly.
Because here's my thing. The S is there. The S is chilling. The S is not like forcing your mind to like me. The S is just chilling there on its own. You on your own deciding that,
But the other light-skinned chick,
pour the water on
like
yourself,
this, showing the ass no yourself, damn well.
That was fucked.
Reevaluate your own life, say.
That's like, why you saying you like this car.
Why did he take a second to look at
you
the
showing
shoe?
Me, then maybe you open that bitch up, there's a Honda Accord. I'd be mad as a bitch.
Yeah, I'd be fucking pissed too.
I heard somewhere, this is my opinion. That's a form, When someone tricks, when someone has an unwanted sexual experience, that is sexual harassment. And when transsexuals, when they trick, when they were not born a man or a woman, and they approach someone who they know who are heterosexual and straight, and then they complete that act, I will consider that an act of sexual assault and rape. Because look up the fucking definition. I've been doing research. I've been thinking about this topic since last October.
This. Okay, I have a question.
Look up sexual assault and rape.
So let me ask you this.
It's not
question.
Considered that because they don't talk about it that way, but it's an unwanted sexual advance.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And it's unwanted. I think you're a woman, but you're not a woman, and you know I think you're not a woman.
Okay, but
it's
here's
unwanted.
My thing.
Bitch, you should go to goddamn jail.
Okay, wait, let me ask you this. Here's the difference, and here's why I feel like in this case, if this guy, right, he could see his face, he could see the fake hair, the weave, and whatever, and when you're looking at her face, she looks, you can't see her face.
He did not see her face.
Yes, exactly. Okay. You can't see her face. You can't see, all you can see is thy, you know, like bending over, taking some shit out. So you're walking past, and naturally as a guy, ooh, booty. You know what I'm saying?
So you're a guy now.
No, I'm saying naturally as a guy. No, but we're watching it now.
Naturally naturally
as a guy.
As a what type of guy, though? Did you assume he was heterosexual or homosexual?
Just as a guy. Like, naturally as a... Even if you're gay, you're going to look at guys... Where do they put it up? Their ass. So, I mean, come on, really? That's what they're looking at anyway. So, my thing is, naturally as a guy, if you're seeing booty, you're seeing booty and you like booty. If you're gay, you like booty. If you're straight, you like booty.
So, just any booty niggas looking at?
No, clearly. But that's what I'm saying. But
that's what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is, in this case, because you can't see her face, you can't use that as an argument. Because you can't see her face, thy face, him, Shim's face. You can't see Shim's face.
We're gonna have to delete that shit. That shit's worse than training.
That is the offensive as fuck.
That shit's worse than training. I mean,
they're gonna cancel us.
They're gonna deport her monkey ass. Where your bees at, bitch?
Definitely can't say that.
No.
Man.
But you get what I'm saying.
No, I do not. I mean, I hear you, but I just don't agree with that. I mean, this was a lure. This was a fucking lure.
That was entrapment, goddammit.
This was a lure. This wasn't some motherfucking chick just fucking bent over or some individual just bent over.
Let me ask you this.
This was a lure. Oh, you like
there,
that?
Okay, let me ask
sexy
you this.
Woman, whoop.
If the friend, if the friend wasn't there, to say what she was saying, and everything else was still the same, and the homeboy still pulled up and was like, ooh, and then when this guy turned
around. We don't know
around,
that. We don't know
that. I'm asking you a question.
Okay,
I'm
go ahead.
Let's say the girl wasn't there, right? Because, yes, she was the one that was obviously instigating the whole thing.
Yes.
So let's say she is not there at all.
Okay.
And this guy is genuinely taking something out of his car. That homeboy is pulling up and he sees the ass and he's like, ooh. And then when the guy gets up, he realizes, oh, shit, it's a guy. Are you still going to say that sexual, like, what did you say, sexual harassment?
They
is it still going to charge?
Listen, the big no, because the biggest thing was the fucking lure.
Okay.
Hey, come look at my dude friend that I'm tricking you. That is a motherfucker. That's a motherfucking problem.
Okay.
And it ain't motherfucking funny.
Now I get what you're saying.
And you cannot detect or you don't know how an individual is going to react, especially when you motherfucking trick them.
I would have laughed low key because I'm a comedian. I think everything's fucking funny.
Yeah.
If I were a dude, I would have like you dirty motherfucker. Like, I wouldn't have.
It depends on the person for sure.
Yeah, I'm just too goofy for that.
Yeah, but man, I feel like that's okay. A thing that needs to be. I feel if it happens, that is sexual assault.
Now, if I got my dick,
motherfucking
man, motherfucker, like, ah, oh, God damn it, now
the chick herself for instigating it, or would it be?
No.
Hit me like that twice.
So, like, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about.
You just mean, like, in general.
I had something. Hold on. I had something came to me, and I put in the audio. What did I say? Was it this one, Pierce Lane? I think it was this morning. No. What did I talk about? 10:41 this morning, what did I say?
Asking females if a man told you that he's not impressed by your vagina, by your butt, by your mouth. But I'm heterosexual. I'm attracted to it, but I'm not impressed by it. And he asks you, what else you got? What would be your answer?
Is that next up?
Yeah, that's goddamn next up. Yes, I love vagina. I love titties. I love you. I love your booty hole. I love your mouth. I love all of that. But I'm not impressed by it. What else do you have?
What would you expect a woman to say?
I'm
to
not going fucking. No, you the
what
woman.
What would impress you is what I want
to
know.
Nope. My question is to you.
But I'm also curious to know.
I will answer after. What do you got? After, if...
Okay, so...
Boy is going to say that, okay, sharp, Joe. Like, sure, like, nothing. Bye-bye.
So you have nothing. Okay.
No, what I'm going to say is... That's what I'm going to... I mean, like, really. You've mentioned all of those things. Because here's my thing.
Oh, here we go.
Again,
hey, Brad.
Because here's my thing. You said ass. No, he's not attracted to your ass. Not attracted to your lips. He's not attracted to you.
No, Lotus. I'm saying your vagina. The thing that heterosexual men
are
predisposed.
Yes.
Let me finish. Don't interrupt. Yeah. Are predisposed. Mm. Heterosexual men are predisposed to wanting.
Yeah.
To wanting.
Yeah.
I want that. I want that, but it's not. I'm not impressed by it. So if you're leading, I guess let me rephrase. If you are leading with just your sexuality, and then the man is like, okay, I'm not impressed by that anymore. What else do you have
like he's
for
asking
him
as a person? Like you would then respond with.
Look at her face. What?
You would then respond. What you have
more
to
than
offer as a
vagina
person.
And put no, what?
Telling me it's love that you, but you had to play my. Misery know he loves company.